Nearly 4 years after regaining control of Afghanistan following the U.S. withdrawal, the Taliban is grappling with a growing crisis. In recent months, over 1.5 million Afghans have returned, many forcibly expelled from neighboring countries, primarily Iran. This mass influx is putting tremendous pressure on an already resource-strapped nation. NPR's Monica Evstatieva reports.
For the past year, Barakzai, an Afghan refugee, has been working in a department store in Tehran. But last month, shortly after the Israel-Iran war ended, Barakzai says her Iranian co-workers began treating her differently.
They don't view Afghans the way they used to. They see Afghans as enemies. They tell us, "You are a spy. Our government is right. You should be fired."
We are only using her last name to protect her identity for fear of deportation. Barakzai says since the war last month, the Iranian government has intensified its effort to force millions of Afghans out.
They don't allow Afghans to withdraw their money from the banks or have the right to work. They even said that anyone who employed Afghans would be imprisoned and even fined. And they forced landlords to stop renting to Afghans.
Barakzai came to Iran in 2021, when the Taliban retook the country. Back home, she was a radio journalist and an athlete. At one point, before the U.S. withdrawal, she even played for Afghanistan's national team.
I participated in competitions and even got second place in one of them.
But the Taliban's return changed her career and life.
When the Taliban came, the station closed my program and stopped me from working. They deleted all the archives. I also couldn't continue competing since women weren't allowed to play sports anymore.
Nearly 4 years after settling in Iran, she finds herself in an impossible situation.
At the metro station, I saw the police take Afghan men and beat women. I couldn't raise my voice because I was in danger myself. Right now, I pretend I'm not Afghan so that no one will recognize me.
Iran's hostility towards Afghan migrants began earlier this year when the government ordered them to leave. According to the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, some 1.3 million Afghans have since left.
I think what surprised us at the moment is the sheer scale and in particular the intensity of returns from Iran.
Arafat Jamal is the UNHCR representative in Kabul.
We went from 5,000 people a day to 30, 40, and even on some days, 50,000 people coming back per day from Iran.
Such an influx of people overwhelmed Afghanistan, says Samira Saeed Rahman, advocacy director for Save the Children. She says the country is ill-equipped to accommodate the newly arrived.
This is coming at a time where the country is already in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. Around 23 million Afghans are already in need of humanitarian aid.
And many of those returning have been rounded up in raids without notifying their loved ones or a chance to collect their belongings.
For them, this is extremely devastating. The lucky ones have had to pack up their lives overnight. Others have had to leave with just the clothes on their back.
Many Afghan women returning to Afghanistan face a new and restrictive government that doesn't allow them to work, study, or even go outside unaccompanied. Jamal again.
Certainly for the women, the girls have been through schooling, and they are really in a state of shock.
Like 24-year-old Jamshidi, we are only using her last name to protect her from fear of the Taliban. Before returning last month, she was about to graduate with a degree in political science from a university in Iran. She had no choice but to leave the country after the war began.
It was very difficult psychologically because I was planning on getting a bachelor's degree and thinking what kind of work to do. And then there's a war there and you have to go back to your own country. It hurts a lot.
Back in Iran, Barakzai is trying to avoid going out as much as possible to avoid deportation. For her, she says, the real war is not between Iran and Israel, but between Iran and the Afghans who seek a better life. Monica Evstatieva, NPR News.